morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Fred Larson about a music gathering. Good morning to you, Fred.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good, and this music gathering is, you're getting all geared up for it right now, but tell us, what's happening, time, place, how can we get there?
Okay, sure. Melbourne, Iowa is an easy place to find. It's in southwest Iowa. Malvern is spelled M-A-L-V-E-R-N, and roughly it's off Highway 36. If you're coming from my neck of the woods, where I live up in Omaha, Nebraska, you'd be going down Interstate 29. You'd get off at the Malvern Red Oak Glenwood exit. It says that now. And you'd go straight east off I-29, 13 miles exactly, to the L-63 County Road. And you go south 2 miles on L-63 into Malvern. As soon as it flattens out into the town, you'll see the Liberty Memorial buildings where we play the music at and where we have our gathering, and it's a pretty neat deal. It happens November 2nd and 3rd, which is always the first Friday and Saturday of the month, no matter what the dates. We have it locked in with the city council. I have it lined up for the first Friday and Saturday of November of every year, so this year it happens to be November 2nd and 3rd.
And that's tonight. That's today and tomorrow. Hey, get this on your calendar, folks, and get your planning done for the weekend. So what time does it start today?
Today the doors will open at 5 o'clock, and we'll have a potluck. The doors open at 5, potluck starts at 5:30. Everybody suggested to bring one main dish and one dessert and so forth, or a salad. If you come from a long ways away, don't worry about it. We have a ton of food left over, so just come on down and have a good time with us. And when we get done with the introductions and things, we have the open stage jam show, I call it, from 7 to 11. Acoustic and electric is allowed. Any kind of instrument you want to play, we advertise as music of all kinds. Malvern Country Music Gathering, not just country, it's old-time, traditional country, bluegrass, hillbilly, mountain, Civil War, Irish, and other means. If you can play a melody, I love it, because that's what I play, anything with a melody. I play harmonica.
Oh, good. Sometimes we have to kind of really listen to hear that harmonica, but harmonica is used in many kinds of music, is kind of fill in, or sometimes you're the head front guy, too.
That's right, exactly. There used to be a great group years ago called the Harmonicats.
Oh, yes.
All them groups died out back in about 1963. Give you a little bit of history on harmonica. After that, harmonica, like you say, has been around for years for all kinds of sources of music. And the Harmonicats group was actually, when you hear them or a group like them, there's been several others, even another one from Canada. But Jerry Murad was the famous one. And the fellow that I know over the last few years, named George Michaelis, is the last surviving member of that group. And we became buds and friends, and he works on them, repairs them, and he's a teacher, and going to school to try to become a teacher of harmonica in the college of the chromatic. He's trying to get his master's so he can do that. But at any rate, yeah, it's a great instrument. And
easy to carry around, too.
Yeah, it packs light. Sometimes you carry a different key for whatever you're playing, and you have to match the singer, of course. So, and if you blow one out, you got to have an extra one handy.
There you go. There you go. So tonight, on Friday, you said the doors open at 5, potluck at 5:30, music pretty much starting at 7. Now, is we can come and listen and enjoy, but you're also inviting if people want to perform, play, correct?
Correct, yes. Everybody is welcome to come, no matter what your talent level, professional, non-professional. The open stage jam show, what it involves is we sign up for slots on a piece of paper, and you just put your name on there, and you get two songs. Everybody gets two songs. We keep rotating. The music never stops, and that's the same way both days, and I'll give you the times on Saturday that I forgot to do. But that's how that works, a two-song format, and sometimes if I got a band, I say three songs for the band. And then basically, like I said, the music never stops. We'll give you Saturday's times also.
Sure.
The doors open up at Saturday at 10 o'clock, and we play until we have an open stage jam show all the way till 5:45, same type of thing. And then we do a Veterans Day tribute that's real special. That starts at about 6 o'clock. We play for about a half hour or so there on that, and have a real nice show lined up for that with a lot of special events. And Then we show till 11 o'clock with the open stage jam show. Don't worry about that 11 o'clock time, because I don't ever kick anybody out at 11 o'clock. We play late both days. Sometimes when we get all done on Saturday, we play all night, and we celebrate and have food and drink together. We're advertised as no alcohol or drugs or egos allowed, and that's how I believe, as far as the ego part. We're all there to have a great time, and no matter what your talent level, like I say, everybody had to start somewhere. We have some fantastic players and some great people. That's one of the reasons why I started this, or I didn't start it. Actually, Earl and Ruth Smith started it back in 1999, and they wanted to have a program that ran around Veterans Day, mm-hmm. but not on Veterans Day. So that's why the Veterans Day tribute on Saturday night. And we also, along with everything else that's going on, we also have jam session rooms. We have about three of them available, three or four. Actually, let's see, we're about up to five now, I guess, on that. And basically, we have a jam session room set up where people can, whatever they'd like to do in a circle, whoever is the jam master at the time, whoever wants to play and sing in that group of that type of music, that's what they do. That's their business. And then I go get them on their main stage slots, and they come up so they don't miss their main stage slots. And there's folks in the audience. We have a fine food vendor on Saturday, Tom and Tiff's restaurant out of Glenwood, Iowa. Great food, great folks, like I say, and basically it's all about getting people together and having a great time.
It's a great opportunity for, as you said, no matter your talent level, if you're just kind of getting started into this, this would be a good thing to come. And then there are many of your folks I know just love being able to play and get together with others. So it's kind of something there for everybody, as you said. What about a fee? Is there
I forgot about that. Basically, the donations, as we call it, it's $3 Friday night, $3 for Friday, and $4 for all day Saturday. And children under six are free. And then, as I might have mentioned earlier, if I didn't, the Liberty Memorial Building is a neat old building that was built after World War I. So it's real fitting with some of the things that we do, especially with our military tribute. We donate all the funds. I donate every penny to the building fund every year. And anyway, it's kind of special where they give us the building to use for free, basically. So, yeah, I give them every penny back. It's not a money-making proposition. It's just about getting people together, as mentioned before. And, yeah, it's a great time. We have some other special things for the Veterans Tribute. We have the Sons of the Union's Veterans of the Civil War that present our colors on Saturday night. They've done that for me for several years since I started. This will be my eighth year hosting this. And I helped Earl and Ruth, as I mentioned earlier, who started it back in 1999. I helped them for like 3 years, kind of get my feet wet, and this will be my eighth year doing it. And basically, that's what happens there. And then on Saturday night also, we have a special treat with a local fellow that's, I believe, a World War II veteran that's going to be there. He's fighting cancer right now. He's feeling a lot better. But if you come down and celebrate with us, I'm sure it'll add a nice touch to everything, even having a true soldier there. We've had this happen in the past with the younger soldiers, but never had the older soldiers that were actually, that is going to come in his uniform. He can still wear
good.
His uniform.
Oh, my. And there are not so many of those World War II veterans left. We better appreciate every one of them.
Exactly.
So now you've talked about all of the music, whether you want to play or whether you want to listen, and all kinds of music. And, of course, there's always a lot of visiting, socializing. What about, is there space for dancing?
I didn't hear what you said.
For dancing?
Space for dancing, yes. Yes, ma'am. There's a little bit of space there. It's kind of a tight space, but people seem to get up and do it anyway. Basically, where our stage is at is where our tables are at. It's kind of like if you ever watched the old Guy Lombardo on TV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they'd have the tables out there and the bands up there playing. That's kind of like the setup there, and that's the place for dancing. We have a couple of vendors there, too, that are coming just selling their goods. But, yes, there is a little room for dancing.
Okay.
We try to accommodate everybody and all kinds of instruments, you betcha. And if you don't play an instrument and you just sing, then we have folks that are talented enough to back down any song that you sing or play and play right along with you, show you how to play. You're welcome to sit in no matter what's your talent, like I say, and strum along. play along, and that's, like I say, we all begin somewhere.
Okay, that's all happening tonight, starting at 5 with the doors open, 5:30 for potluck, 7 to who knows when in the evening for music, and again tomorrow, opening at 10, and again way in the evening, a special Veterans Day tribute at 6 o'clock, I believe. So we want to thank you very much, Fred Larson, for visiting with us and letting us know about what's happening down in Malvern with the Malvern Country Music Gathering this evening and tomorrow.
You're welcome. You're welcome, LaVon. I want to tell you that we do feature one of your Atlantic Iowa's own, Jeremy Fagg, is going to be
there. Oh, good.
He's going to have a featured song in our Veterans Day tribute also.
Great.
It's called More Than a Name on the Wall. It's really special.
Yep, he is, yes. So here's something to think about. Music is the only sensual gratification in which we may indulge to excess without injury to our morals or religious feelings.